Chris's legal nightmare. Christopher Mbewe lives in a legal nightmare. He is a lifer, convicted of first-degree murder of his wife's mother. This despite the fact that no murder weapon has ever been found, no fingerprints, no DNA, no eyewitness ever testified that he was seen at the crime scene, no identification witnesses, nothing. How can this be possible? How can this be? Christopher Mbewe was convicted using purely circumstantial evidence that at best could be called questionable. Mbewe, 36, is a foreign national from the southern African nation, the Republic of Zambia. Under international treaty law called the Vienna Convention, all foreigners arrested must first be allowed to communicate with their home embassy for any legal or diplomatic assistance they may provide. Christopher repeatedly requested a call to the Zambian embassy, but his requests were ignored. He assumed that because he was innocent, he wouldn't be convicted. After all, this was America. Circumstantial evidence, added to hearsay, although later ordered stricken by the court, became the ingredient for a guilty verdict and the beginning of his legal nightmare. He dreams of returning to his beautiful homeland, but he awakens to life in prison. He continues to struggle for his freedom and to make his prayers and his dreams come true. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.